다 가슴 근처에 다 드린 게 값을라 방부 면종 외파 장주 열보니 집에 다 대주 대주 파투주 자니까 왕별라 이때 다 집에 맹한다고 대지 제발제 마도 이제 왕당
As a continuation of from yesterday, the embalmment today is from the 62 deities in the mandala of Chakrasamhara, as transmitted through the master Nyensong Drepa Changchub Dorje. And for the empowerment itself, the aspects of it, first the five knowledge empowerments and so forth, and the how to visualize the deity and so forth, the different sequences of empowerment are exactly the same as the previous one, so that Rinpoche feels there's nothing specific he has to add to, about that.
Then he had to go on the way, and he had to go on the way, and he had to go on the way,
Special empowerments today after the Chakrasamhara are the empowerment for the four-armed protector, Dharma protector, of which there are three. The first one is transmission according to the Tsalpa Kakyu that originates from Shang Tsalpa and Tsundu Drapa. And the second one is the Samadhi empowerment of the protector, four-armed protector, Mahakala. Formed Mahakala, and then the third one is he's according to the tradition of Pamodrupa from his seat called the Tensatil.
Tene Tatela Jerdu Marpalozage Kapsula Chuchung Gombu Pernoti Yorete Yenaya.
Mapa Lotsaw himself did transmit the Mahakala empowerment and the practice for it, but it was kept very secret from Mapa to Milarepa to Kampopa and down to the first Kamopa of Chusum Kempa. The Mahakala practice and empowerment were kept extremely secret, and only from the time of the first Kamapa Tusum Kempa was it propagated. But since the core of the Dharma protector practice for all of them was the protector, the Mahakala, Banachen, then that is an important empowerment.
Jingambo,
About Mahakala, there are three aspects called the wisdom protector, the action protector, and the mundane protector. The first aspect, the wisdom protector, is about this, the the nature of our mind, the innate natural state, which is the same as the wisdom of all the Buddhas, is it possible to be free from, to be to separate from the temporary disturbing emotions, obscurations, and habitual tendencies. And it, since it is possible to clear away these, it is possible to realize the awakened state of wisdom, then from that angle, when the innate awakened state manifests in the form of the protector, that is called the wisdom protector. The next one, the action protector, is a form manifested by the bodhisattvas on the ten bhumis in order to help assist the beings to enter and progress on the path and to dispel their obstacles. The third type, mundane protectors, refer to bodhisattvas who have engendered the resolve to attain complete enlightenment, but have not yet ascended to the first bhumi, but still assumed and abide in the form of a protector in order to assist those who practice along the path to dispel their obstacles and to help them gather conducive circumstances. So such an unenlightened bodhisattva abiding in the form of a protector is called a mundane protector. The way we practice or visualize the wisdom protector, the action protector, or the mundane protector quite identical in the how they look like, the form of Mahakala, the attributes and so forth. But when practicing the first one, the wisdom protector, then it is done by means of development stage and completion stage in order to realize the state of innate wakefulness so that oneself realizes the state of the wisdom protector. So the wisdom projector is accomplished by, just like the general development stage and completion stage, oneself becoming the projector. But the other two, the action projector and mundane projector, are practiced in a way in which they are different from oneself, and they are being enjoined to act when it's asking them that in front, in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni in the past, you accepted to carry out the activities for the benefit of those who practice as a mother caring for her only child. So when one is reminding the Dharma projectors of their past promise, so what is their promise? It is that those who abide in the form of protector, either as an ordinary being or as a Bodhisattva on the Bhumis, in the presence of Buddha Shakyamuni in the past, took a vow that whoever practices in a genuine, authentic way and who gives rise to the special samadhi in their stream of being and in an authentic way journey along the path, that they will help and assist in dispelling obstacles and gathering conducive or favorable circumstances. So this is slightly different from we, when we ourselves then practice authentically, then they will for sure help, because that's their vow. And that is different from we just putting a biscuit on a plate and pouring some tea in a little vessel, and then they should start to act because of that. That is not exactly the vow they took. So it is not for us, for selfish reasons, that we think we can bribe the protectors with a biscuit to do what we want. It doesn't work like that.
Tene ta te ya jerdo ta ngaran tsu duba si pungza la hi pa te ya tene tso kare de se na ya na rang de pu som tso pa ti pu che to la tam bi ju nyam se le tene ze jebrji gom ne tene rang de pu som tso pa ti Yana Tambichula, Yamsa Lembata, Tambichu, Yamsa Lembagun, Tartu can deva topata, Tartu can deva topagun, Dungan Salvala super, Tap La Zembeg Consati, not me dig, Ta Rana Pamba in Nayunda, Yena Pambisawa to Nayunda, Ta Tela, Chuchung Katrina to Pugato, Segi or Yala, Tini Tetarto, Sepakabla, Titangan Ransu. Tormatan, Sergem la Supersegi or eh, did you sing Carriere Senata? Nakap Tom Signapatilla, thank you, Aramato, the most duplicate settler, thank you, Mare. Theatre to Ranging it in Dubnan, Chujung Ranging it in the Tupacheta, Theatre to Mazinan, Chujung Ranging it in Tupac.
Setting Mingo,
Ranging it in Dubna. Dupa, Ranging it in Madubnan, the death of Tilly Madupa, Tasa, Sergeant Dorma, the Zuchitang, Tom Signabata Koran, Tangarani, Delva, which is the two.
So, what is the activities of the protectors? The activities of the protectors is to help someone who genuinely engenders the resolve to attain complete enlightenment and who practices to establish the special samadhi in his or her stream of being, or even with a greater resolve in order to benefit all sentient beings out of the immense motivation of bodhicitta, they engage in activities that are of benefit for others out of immense love and compassion, teaching others, establishing other beings on the path, carrying out activities that are for the benefit of all sentient beings, then the protectors will also help such a person, whether it's for someone who practices to gain individual enlightenment, or whether it's someone who practices in a way that is of benefit for an immense number of beings. The activities of the protectors is to assist and help those people. And that is their natural, spontaneous activity. Whether or not they're being given a Toma or a Sekhim is of secondary importance. That is not why they act. The reason for why one gives a daily Toma or Sekhim and makes a daily chant is to keep up one's link or Samaya bond with the protective deities.
Amate Pugola Shim to Sewa Chimbu Yona. The Nipuga Tigre, the Sawa Marumba, Yana Koranga Sola, Yankaya Pandavu, Yana Koranga Lula, Yankaya Pandavu, Shagi Yona, Tinny Amat Pesem Sapni, Tinny Mo Told of Dengrava, Tinny Ketchai Tapond of Shagrava, Tinny to hear but the Junsen Caribbean Senate, the Hedanka Gunny Shagi or Mare, Niji Chetop Gunny Shagi or Rella, the theater that Nichu Jontins.
When we look at the form of the protective deities, it looks like they're very angry. And on the other hand, the root of the Dharma is loving kindness and compassion. And when we look at the protective deities, it looks like they're very angry, then it seems like there's something wrong, but actually it's not. The wrathfulness of the protectors is a manifestation of intense, overwhelming loving kindness and compassion, just like a mother when caring for a child who is naughty, who doesn't behave, who gets into situations that will put its life or health in danger. Then the mother, out of love, will show an extremely angry face and also say harsh words, but that's not out of anger or hatred. It's out of compassion and love for the child. And in the same way, the protectors who appear in the wrathful forms with glaring eyes and gaping mouth do so out of intense and very strong compassion. At first glance, when we look at a tanka of, for example, Mahakala or another wrathful protector, then it looks like they're expressing extreme wrath or ferociousness. But if we really look closely, then also sometimes it appears to us that they're just laughing very strongly. And that is one of the signs that the wrathfulness of a protector is a manifestation of loving kindness and compassion. Just as in the case of Chakrasamara, the protective deities such as Mahakala and others, they do wear three types of skin: the skirt of tiger skin, and the shawl of elephant skin, and the upper garment of human skin. And the purpose of that is to symbolize the transmutation of the three poisons of anger, desire, and stupidity. The tiger skin symbolizes the purification of the disturbing emotion of anger. The human skin, that of desire, and the elephant skin, the purification of the disturbing emotion of stupidity. At first glance, it may seem like the form of Mahakala looks like some of the deities invoked by the Mayas and the Aztecs in South America and Central America, who also wear human skins and things like that. But the meaning, the significance is quite different. So this afternoon, when receiving the empowerments of the protectors, then take the Bodhisattva vow by yourself. Make the promise you will practice for the benefit of all sentient beings in a genuine and authentic way, and also try and develop loving kindness and compassion. Ask the protectors, please dispel all obstacles on the path, and then imagine that you receive the blessings from Mahakala. That's it for today.